Get out. Lucy glanced up from the report she just shoved into her to-do folder, a very large one that sat on top of all the others she'd prepared for Roseanne. Across from her, Rose sat at her desk in the Coco Barknell headquarters, a long red-tipped finger spearing the air. With the way she jabbed that finger, Lucy's BFF meant business. Lucy set her hand on the stack of reports, to-do lists, and schedule changes. Listen, smart mouth, by tomorrow morning you'll be thanking me. This is everything you'll need while I'm gone. Rising from her chair, Ro cornered the desk, her 3 pounds lighter hips swinging as she double-timed it to Lucy. She held out a hand and pointed to the door with the other. Give me those, and get out. Lucy glanced at Tim. Oh, hottie, as Ro called him, her Chicago PD detective boyfriend of 6 months. In that time, Lucy had learned a lot about Tim O'Brien, and that tight-lipped, I'm about to lose my shit look he'd pinned on her didn't bode well for the start of their vacation, one that included visiting his favorite uncle near Palm Beach for a few days before going to the Keys. For weeks, he'd been heading off any possible issues that would impede their trip. Now, with her stalling, Ohadi might finally be hitting the upper boundary of his patience. With Tim, that was saying something. The man was destined for sainthood, no doubt. Still, she didn't want to start their trip off with an argument. Not after they'd sprung for the mighty expensive first-class upgrade. I'm almost ready, she said. Luce, please. Our flight is in 90 minutes, and it's rush hour. Swear to God, Rose said. If you don't get out, I'll kill you where you stand. She yanked Lucy's hand from the stack of reports and shoved her, literally, to the door. Go. We're all adults. The business won't collapse because you're on vacation. And, you know, there's this terrific invention called a telephone. If we need you, we'll call. She swung the office door open and did a little Toodles wave. Bye-bye now. When Lucy didn't move, Ro clasped her elbow and squeezed. Hard. Ow! You don't have to get nasty. Sister, you've worked your ass off building this company and finally have enough backup to take a well-deserved vacation. I promise you, we've got this. I'll cover the phones and client calls. Joey will handle the dog walking side. We're all good. Please, trust me. Of course she did. They'd been friends since grammar school. If there was anyone she trusted with her business, it was Ro. But this wasn't about that. This was about control and giving it up. They stopped at the door and Lucy turned back to Tim. The overhead light reflected off red hair that, in days, would slip to strawberry blonde under the sun's rays. With his fair skin, he'd need a gallon or 12 of sunscreen. He scooped up her suitcase and carry-on, his yummy muscles handling them with ease. They've got it, Luce. They'll call if they need you. Now, please get your cute little ass moving before we miss this flight. That'd definitely piss me off. Everyone wanted her out. After everything she'd put into growing Coco Barknell, none of them could understand what it took to leave. Sure, Ro had been there from the beginning, helping Lucy expand her one dog-walking client to a pet care and handmade accessories company. Want an animal print vest for your poodle? Coco Barknell provided it. Plus sizes, too. In the last year, they'd gone from Lucy running things on her own to employing 3 full-timers and 2 part-time dog walkers. And for the first time, Lucy was turning over the reins. A lot could happen in 10 days. Total annihilation, for example. Girlfriend, Rose said, waving her hand to encompass the room. I know this is killing you, but I promise I'll take care of everything. I've always got your back.